This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. Remember this?
The rain continues to come down, and now the drought is over. An American woman wins Boston for the first time in more than 30 years.
That woman was Des Linden at this year's Boston Marathon, where she became the first U.S. women's winner since 1985. Linden is back in Boston running a 10K road race that starts and finishes at Boston Common this morning. Earlier this week, the city honored her with Des Linden Day, and our marathon man, WBUR's Alex Ashlock, spoke with her at City Hall.
2 months later, what's your perspective on what happened here in April, the win?
Yeah, I'm a lot warmer, and so I think that the conditions are kind of starting to fade out. And I'm like, it wasn't that bad, but I know the reality of that. And no, it's been great. I've never thought past that finish line and what it would be like to win. And so the last couple months have been pretty wild and unexpected, but in the best way possible.
Yeah, talk about that. Your coach said you haven't really had a day at more than a couple days at home since the race. It's been a whirlwind.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, there's been a lot of interest and demand for appearances, and I'm happy to do it and get the, message out about the marathon in as many places as possible, and hopefully the excitement about the sport and get ideally more eyeballs on our event. So happy to do it until I am not, and then we'll get back to the real job.
You got to throw out the first pitch at the Padres game in San Diego, where you're from.
I did, yeah, that was a lot of fun. I don't get back there too often, so it was nice to head home and to have that honor. I'll be honest, it wasn't as good as my Fenway pitch, but it was still a good time.
Are you looking forward to really getting back into the serious training?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is all fun, but it's definitely not what we sign up for. I like the grind of, being away at the house and kind of holed up in training and just focusing on the next big race. I'm definitely enjoyed this, and we'll do it as long as I can, but certainly looking forward to that, getting ready to train and just be focused again.
With the Olympics up in 2020, what are your plans over the next couple of years in terms of marathoning?
Yeah, that's certainly in my sight. I think there's never been a U.S. woman to make three marathon teams, so I have the potential to do that. And it'd be great to run in one more games. It's always an awesome experience. So it's certainly on the radar, but it's going to be, finding out if I'm still motivated after getting the big W that I always wanted and, making sure that's the thing that I want to chase down. So there's some other things in there that I'm going to have to work out and find out as we go.
Just to go back to something you were talking about earlier, so Shalane Flanagan, your friend and teammate, wins New York. You win Boston. What has that done, do you think, for women's running?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it just gets people excited about the sport and makes them want to watch these major marathons. That's for the outside world. As far as for athletes, I hope it allows them to dream a little bit bigger than ever before. And for the young kids in high school, that becomes the norm. Americans win major marathons. Americans compete on the world stage. And it's not just the marathon. The steeplers last year at the World Championship, 1,500 meters has been just incredible on the women's side. There's a whole slew of really great American distance runners right now that I hope, are inspiring the next generation.
This year's Boston Marathon winner, Des Linden, speaking with Here and Now's Alex Ashlock. This is 90.9 WBUR.